Okay, today's daf is Ksubas, daf Tezayin. The first full daf here in the second parak of Maseches Ksubas in parak HaIsha, Shenis Armala. And we're going to talk about a detail of marriage that has to do with the daf, and that is what the Edom have to see. The Edom have to see, obviously the Edom at the wedding has to see the Ma'isa Kedushin. They have to see the Chasan give the Kala something of value. Today we give a ring, he says, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, like we had back on earlier in the parak where we spoke about Harayat Mekudeshesli, and the Ma'isa Kedushin for sure has to be witnessed by the parties. The question is by the Eidim. The question is, what about the face of the Kala? What about the face of the Kala? Does that have to be seen by the Edom? Why? Because we know that sometimes in certain strands, in certain Hasidic sects, more it's common, the face of the Kala is totally covered up. They wear a very thick veil. So is there any issue, apialacha, if the Edom do not see the face of the Kala? The Gemara here talks about, where does this come up? Because the Mishnah, the Gemara talk about Edom saying whether she was a psula or not. There's a machlokas between the husband and the wife about what her status was years ago. They don't have a video, so they can't go back to the video to see. But the Edom say that certain events, the wedding was of a certain type, and that what they saw, and that itself was only done by certain weddings. A psula had certain things go on by her wedding, and an almana not, right? So that's the mission at the beginning of the parak. The woman says, Ishir's armalon is garsha. And she says, Bisula nisatani, I was a bisula. And he says, no, you are an almana, and therefore I only owe you 100 in the ksuba, and not 200. So if there are edim, she yatsas behinuma, verosho parua. So it sounds like they saw something, right? If there were edim that she went out with a hinuma, a special type of hair covering that was dafka for a psula, and rosha b'parua, ksubasa masayim, so then the ksuba is 200, right? It's fine. The Gemara says, so it's clear that the edim saw something and were aware of something having to do with the kala, right? At tomorrow's daf, we have the idea of being mechabev the kala to the chasan, right? Kitzam ra'akim b'fnei kala at the end of today's daf and going on tomorrow's daf. If you remember, Beishamai Silal, Beishamai says kala kamo shehi, and Beisul says kala nova chasuda, and you talk about how beautiful the kala is, right? Mishalokach mecharam and ashok yishabchenu be'inav o yiganenu be'inav haviomer yishabchenu be'inav. And therefore, you talk about how beautiful the kala is to the chasan. The Gemara says later on tomorrow's daf, something we have to figure out how to understand. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Mutter lehistakel bifnei hakala. You're allowed to look at the pnei hakala. Sounds like the face of the kala, not just in front of the kala. Mutter la bifnei hakala, kol shiva. Why? Because it'll chavav al baila. If everybody's looking at the kala, and it's going to make him think like, wow, she's the center of attention. She's the most beautiful. She's the best. Lechabava, right? Rashi, kshiroa hakol mistaklim ba, nichnas yofya belibo. When he sees everybody looking at her, and she's like, wow, and everybody's looking at her, wow, so then that her beauty, her physical beauty, her spiritual beauty, they all go into his heart, and therefore that creates love. The problem is, the Gemara then says, "Bless elchus akavase." We don't pass on like Rabbi Yonasan here. So what exactly does that mean? So let's think about this for a minute. The ideas of looking at the kala has somewhat of counter pressure, because we know men are not generally supposed to be looking intently at other women, right? That's an isser of istaklus, right? That's inappropriate. The Gemara talks about this, and the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, we'll go. That we'll just read in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Chafalov. That's the Simon about all issues of Snius between men and women, and again this applies to married or unmarried, right? It could be, if it's a married woman, it's just as bad or even worse, right? Sorach adam lisrachig mehanashim ma'od ma'od. Person has to say ma'od ma'od, create richuk from anashim. Remember the sman in Choshen Mishpat comments only a few times to say ma'od ma'od in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, the Beis Shmuel says it here too. Mode. L'fisha nafshu shel adam mechamdasan. Because a person has a strong taiva, right? We had a couple of days ago. Ein apu trafis la arayas. So a person has a very strong taiva in this area of arayas, And therefore, Lochei Kasav Mo'od, Lochei Kasav B'Yoredei Agabei Ribis. And by Ribis, it says this also. And also, B'Chosha Mishpat Gabei Shochad, by bribery. So by bribery, by Ribis, those two are monetary. And here, by Gili Arayas. Afagav Dabar Chazal Ba'Arayas, V'Kol Makam, Imrago, B'Chei Tzeh, Kasha Lifrosh Yoser, Mishar Averis. This Beis Shmuel doesn't quote it because it doesn't have to do with the Taiva, with the Yitzhahara. These three have to do with the Yitzharas, right? The Arayas and Mamanis, but the mode Lashon I think is used by the Shulchan Aruch also in Ilchas Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. That one has to be very, very careful to make sure that they go and save a life and do whatever they can to be Mechal Shabbos for a Chola. But that's what it says, Ma'od Ma'od, Va'asar, and all the things that are listed here. Vasa Likros B'Yadav, Oburaglav, to connect and hint, even without words, with fingers, with to wink, to have inappropriate kavlas rosh, olahabit biyafya, or to look at the her beauty. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says that's us, olahabit biyafya. So what's that's the counter pressure here? That how is it allowed to look at the Kala, and maybe that's what Chazal say. Even to smell her perfume. To look at women doing laundry, because then that might be revealing. Even to look at the colored garments of a woman, even if she's not wearing them. Right, in all of these cases, it is the iser of his status. And then the Shulchan Aruch talks about head coverings. And then the Shulchan Aruch says there are some exceptions to the rule. What are some exceptions to the rule? So first Sif Gimel Mutul Histakel Bipnuya. An unmarried woman, if I'm going out with a girl and I want to going on a date and figure if I'm going to be able to marry her, so then obviously the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to look at her, right? That's based on Gemara Kiddusha, the beginning of the second parak. Asur Lakadesh Ad Sheyirena. Right, you're not allowed. One is not allowed to get married unless he sees the girl, and there's some basic attraction, right? Because that's what is going to have to be there for the marriage. The Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, one of the few places in Shas where the principle, the pasuk of Atar Echad Kamocha is used. You would think it would be everywhere in Shas in many different contexts, but it's only used in a very limited fashion. So the Rav says on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Maybe he'll find something in her, he won't be attracted to her. What kind of marriage is that going to be? And therefore, you have to look at the wife. And what about the other way? What about the woman to the husband? So that's what the Gemara says, Tavla 8 of 10 do. Women are less, it has to be some, but women are generally less into looks than the men are. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Mutter liz taka bepnuya levatka imi yafe shi isa'ena. Bein shi psula o ba'ula. Velo od el shiroi lasos kein. Appropriate. Velo yistaka baderech znus. You have to know how to look. Right, you have to know how to look. Appropriate looking. V'yalzen ne'amar bris karati le'nai umayis bonein al bisula. And the Shulchan Aruch also continues and says, an isha nida. Mutter la'adam la'habit b'ishto avishi nida. V'yervalo. Right, a man is allowed to be mabit at his wife when she's a nida, because that's called pas pasalo, is going to become mutter. Avishi ishto hanabriyas, even though it's anah. Ha'ovi mutter as lacharzman, enaboli de mikshol. Avalo yisachik lo yakel rosh ima. So again, the Shulchan Aruch implicitly already is alluding to something, I'll just point it out here, but we'll see it inside soon, and that is, it said before, lashonos of histaklus, and here it uses the lashon of lahabit, to look at. So it could be there's a difference there, but we will see. But this is all generally background. So the idea of looking at somebody who's not your wife is not for hana purposes, for focus purposes, is looked down upon. Again, this does not mean that if somebody is talking to a man and woman are talking to each other, b'zman hazeh, that the post can see that it's also to look at each other in the eye when you talk. There are those that don't do that, but the general accepted custom is that it's derech eretz even to look at each other in an appropriate way, obviously, when one is talking. But again, what about here? We'll get back to that, but what about this case of marriage? So if we look in the Rush right here, in the beginning of the second parak, the Rush discusses our case, and he quotes a Deya. The Rush says, quotes Rabbi Yonasan. Amar Shemar Achmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Motul Osaka v'kala v'kol sheba k'tei l'chava v'abayla. V'lo se'el chesaka v'asa. We don't pask in that way to look at the kala. The Yesh Omrim says the Rush. The Kol Shiva Aser, when it says L'Silchaz HaKavase, that means we don't pass in that way for the whole 7 days, for all of Shabba Brachas. Aval Yom Rishon, Shehu Iker HaChibuv, Eitzel Baila, Mutter. But the first day, which is the Iker day to be Mechavev, her to her husband, that's Mutter. That's Mutter. Dim Lokein, Mi Ya'id Sheyatzas Behenema Barosha Parua. Because if they're not looking, then how do they give that testimony that our Mishnah says? That she went out with a certain head covering. How do they know that if they weren't looking at her? It must be they looked at her at least at the day of the wedding. So let's help Zakavase for all 7 days. But the Rush quotes this day that by Yasser Hanim Rosh Parua is definitely went for the first day. The less of the Rush, though, does not accept that opinion. No, you can't look at the Kala, says the Rush. Shouldn't be focused on the Kala. El Akivan Sharoin Hahinuma Sha'asu. Va'omrim Zui Shal Kala Plonis. No, they see the head covering before it's on the woman, right? They see it to be mayored on the hinuma itself. They say this is the hinuma that she's going to wear at the wedding, and at the wedding, some type of head covering. That's number one possibility, says the Rush, right? Again, as long as they are mayored on, 1 second, I lost the place. Afilu sha'achas asu staka l'kivit sharon ha'inum v'asu. Or a different day, looking at the henema doesn't mean staring at her face. Right, it's on top of her. So the Rush has those 2 days that maybe not dafka looking at her, but seeing the henema beforehand, or even on her, that is okay. The Shulchan Aruch seems to pass like the Rush. Also, in Simon Samachay, Siv Beis, based on the Rush, you could look at her jewelry or Priyas Harosh. That is how the Rush is interpreted. But if you look in other Mefarshim, the Radvaz in Chelek Zayin, Simen Samachay, and also the Cheshek Shlomo right here, the Cheshek Shlomo in the back, or Shlomo Mivilna, is upset at the Rush at first. What do you mean you don't look at the Kala? V'adavar matmiya l'chora. V'yal karchach, i'ef shal l'hoed she'ishazu yatsuz behinuma im lo shero b'faneha v'ikirua. Right, now we're getting to what we're going to talk about. Right, is it possible to be made on the hinuma if you don't know who the kala is? You have to be able to know, recognize the kala. Ki hi ha'isha habach shav lebezdin. She's coming to Bezdin now, years later, and now if they don't know what she looks like, how can they be made? V'im ken al karchach tzorach lomar she'istaklu b'faneha. It must be they looked at her face. The Gam Teretz Arishon Kasha, according to the Rush, she went out with it, and therefore you can look at it before it goes on. What about the other line in the Mishnah? Rosha Parua, you can't look at when it's not on her. That's her head. That's her hair. Achein Hamachuver Bazeh. But what I think is right, Masha Tirates B'Shibu Kubetzes Kan. The Edom Lo Ro Raka Hinuma Sha'aleha. V'omrim kala olam, the zukala plonis. They see the henuma. Everybody is talking and identifying her. Osa chazaka hi kamo ri'iya. Right? Seeing the henuma on her and hearing everyone call her name and say this kala, so that is going to be what is enough. So the Chesek Shlomo interprets it as that knowledge is ki'ilu its ri'iya. But then he says later on, similar to what the Radvaz has a line, and that is, there are different types of lookings. Even in English, we have words that like glance, look, and stare. Right? Those are three different words with three different connotations. Glance, a passing glance, looking, and staring. Right? Those three. Right? And that's what the Radvaz says. Maybe that's a chilek here. The Radvaz writes a chilek zayin simin samachay. Veinu nachon etzli. Deri'iya l'chud ulehistakya l'chud. Shelo asru elo lehistakel bifaneha. Avol reos osa im yotzeis behenuma v'rosha parua mutter. Hu dedavar zeh efshar hu mibali lehistakel bifaneha. There's a difference between seeing, looking, and staring. Right? Looking for a minute and knowing who this person is. Or when, like I would say the same thing by, well, let's first finish here. That's the chilek in by the kala, Radvaz says. Looking and noting who she is, that's okay. That's mutter. Then seeing her cover on. looking, staring at her, listaka, staring at her for beauty purposes. So that's what would be inappropriate. And that's what lechora, many poskim would say about just bisman hazeh, talking to women. Again, the Shulchan Gemara talks about certain types of behaviors which don't seem to be lemaisa bisman hazeh. Right? The Gemara says at the end of Kiddushin, also to be she'ela shalom to a woman. The Ben Yoyada already says, bisman hazeh, that's it's inappropriate not to. Right, to ignore a woman on the street just to say hello, see basic how you're doing. In the days of the Gemara, nobody ever did that, and doing that would be inappropriate and unsanua. But bizman hazeh, in most of our circles, men and women do cross paths in the public sphere, and there's basic derech eretz also, and therefore, I would say that the same chilek would apply that the Radvaz says the difference between looking and staring. Re'iyah and istaklus, right? We already have that chilek in Hilchos Nida also. That in terms of a husband and a wife, we said before, a husband is allowed to look at his wife's face, but what about more than her face? What about more than her face? The Shulchan Aruch talks about in Yeredeya, Kuf Tzadihe, Lo Yistakel, Afilu Ba'akeva, V'lo B'mekomas HaMechusim Sheba. Looking at the covered places of his wife. Does that mean the wife has to go into a different room whenever she gets into pajamas at night? So the husband shouldn't be focusing his staklus on the makomos hamechusim. But the poskim talk about the difference between re'iyah and his staklus. Mutal istakel baba makomos hakeluyim, avi shenene b'riyasa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said also in Eved Ezer. But lo histakel afilu bakeva on the makomos. This is all relating to the issue of seeing the face not for the case of whether she's a psula or not, but just for the Kiddushin itself. The Ramah quotes in Eben Ezer already. The Ramah quotes in Eben Ezer that there's a minog of covering the face of the Kala. Lamed Aleph. Simen Lamed Aleph. Sif Beis. The Ramah quotes Kitsha B'Tabas, what we use. Let's find the line. Noagin daras achobah l'shol edim etavash shavu pruta kadei sheteida hakala shem akach rak shavu pruta gam noagin l'chasos pnei hakalos hatsnuos ve'enon makpidos b'mem mekadishosan. The Rashba, which the Rama quotes, is that we cover the kala's face. Why? As if to say, kilu, I don't care how much the ring is worth, as long as it's worth the shavu pruta, whatever it is, I'm ready to get married. Afalpi, the Beis Shmuel says, the Shalom La'edim Mishav Pruta, Yikamakam Yishlomer, Dilo Samcha Daita, Kirasa, the Shava Yoser. Right? And therefore, she wants to show that she's not being ripped off, there's no Onah, but the idea is based on the Ein Choshishin about the value. That's what the Ramah quotes. The question is, how covered? The Ramah quotes that we cover the Pnei Kalos Hatsnuos. Does that mean in a way that the Kala can't even see anything or not? So that's the different Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. The Avni Miluim is the one that wonders. The Ksos, in his commentary in Eben Ezer, right here, wonders. So what about regarding the Maisa Kiddushin? Right? The we need Edi Kiyum by Kiddushin. You can't have Kiddushin without Edim. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin Samachay, Mekadish below Edim, so what happens if the Edom do not see the face of the Kala? So is that a problem with the Maisei Kiddushin? So that is the Machlokas HaPoskim. The Davni Miluim quotes, the Mabit seems to say it's a serious issue. And he quotes the Maharit, the son, quotes, Zachrani, he quotes the Maharit from his commentary on the Rif HaKiddushin. Zachrani Shariisi Bialdusi, B'tshuvis Abamari, right, the Mabit. Her face was totally covered. But the Mabit brought her back and made the Edom see her face. And just seeing her afterwards, maybe it's too late. They have to see her at the moment of the Kiddushin. That's what the Mabit. It goes through to the Rashba. Two people behind the fence. And they heard Reuven say to Leah, his kad shali be'esrog, avo lo ro nesina mamish. They see the esrog in her hand afterwards. Because you missed it at the moment. Must be that the woman knew the way Edom behind the fence. She has to know that there are Edom there also. So maybe the same thing, says the Ma'abit in this tshuva. The difference, if you don't see the Ma'aseh Kedushin actually, you don't see your face actually at the time. Unless, Yishal Chalek, Ben Hecha Shemaiseh Kedushin Lo Yodu Eidim Lehechat Yodu Ma'aseh Kedushin El Shlohi Kiroz Aisha. The chilek between the Ma'aseh Kedushin lacking something and the face, maybe that's different, maybe there's a chilek in that. And the Avni Miluim, after quoting this, quote says that this chilek of not seeing the Ma'aseh Kedushin versus not seeing the face, it continues and talks about this, and he says, I think that there is such a chiluk, and this is the machlokas. Davni Miluam towards the end is Mekel and says, the minhag olam is to be Mekel as long as they know who she is. One doesn't have to see the actual face at the moment of the Kiddushin. The Devar Chaim, the Kleisenberger, also, the Sanzer, right, the great grandfather of the Kleisenberger, the Devar Chaim, writes in Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Aleph also that the minhag is not to see the face. The Beis Shlomo, one of the great Hasidic poskim of the 1800s, the Mishnah Halachas, and Rav Asher Weiss, and Simen Ayin Ches, all they say the minhag olam is to follow the pashas of the Ramah, and one doesn't have to be makbid for otherwise. There are the other poskim that are more makbid, the Rav Sternbach and Shubas Vahanhagos and Chelek Dalid, Simen, I'm sorry, where is this? Chelek Dalid Simen Reish Pei Zayin, where he has a number of points about Seder Kedushin. He quotes from the Briska Rav, Dara Shoha'edim Yiru Panayam Eskadeshes. To see her face, V'yesh Cholkin, U'minag Didon Sharom Osav V'esha Mechassu Zobahinumo Mastuk Mekach. They see, he says, our minhag is, you see her at the bedekin. See at the bedekin when her face is covered by the chassid. So as long as you see her a few seconds, 2 minutes before, that's good enough. Because you know this is the kala. There's only one woman dressed up in that white dress. So it sounds like maybe if they see her right beforehand or at some point, that would be okay according to everyone. Okay, we'll stop here.